This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, the tremors growing stronger. Yahuwah is laying bare the corruption, dismantling the structures of Edom and awakening scattered Israel in this generation. We see it in the courts, in the halls of power, and in the very fabric of the nations. The judgment is not a distant threat. It is unfolding before our eyes. Consider the so-called justice system of Israel, revealing its true allegiance, not to truth, but to the preservation of a corrupt power structure. Judges urging the prosecution to abandon charges, demanding accelerated timelines not for justice, but for control. This isn't a legal process. It's a calculated maneuver to shield leadership, a hallmark of Edom, the lineage that has consistently sought to usurp Yahuwah's covenant. Obadiah prophesied their pride, their dwelling in lofty places, believing they were secure. But Yahuwah will bring them low, exposing their arrogance for all to see. This is not about the political machinations of Israel, understand the distinction, but about the exposure of Edom's hand at work. Our hope lies in Yahuwah alone, in the enduring promises given to Israel, not in the fleeting power of earthly kingdoms. And the nations willingly submit. Look to Europe, a construct of Edomite power, formally relinquishing any pretense of digital independence. The Pax Silica Initiative, a deceptive name masking absolute dominance over artificial intelligence and technology. This isn't trade. It's Edom tightening its grip, fulfilling the ancient prophecies concerning the serpent's dominion. They chase fleeting innovations while forfeiting the true wealth, the covenant, and the inheritance promised to Israel. Yirmiyahu spoke of Edom's boastful heart, their belief that their own strength would secure their future. But Yahuwah declares their wisdom foolishness, their dominion an illusion. The chains are being forged, not of iron, but of data, of algorithms, of controlled narratives. The unraveling is accelerating. The so-called United States of America, a modern iteration of the ancient Edomite power, exhibits the terminal signs of imperial decay. Yahuwah declares through his prophets that arrogance precedes destruction, and Edom's relentless pursuit of global dominance has brought it to this precipice. For generations, this nation has built its wealth upon stolen lands and exploitation, a direct violation of the covenant promises. We observe a pattern consistent with Devarim 28, the loss of territories, economic instability, internal division. The illusion of American exceptionalism is crumbling. The shedding of territories, political, economic, and literal, is a consequence of exceeding boundaries established by Yahuwah. Edom's insatiable appetite, prophesied by Amos, is now consuming itself. This fracturing extends even to the highest councils of power. The so-called Supreme Court of the United States, a council established by the usurpers, demonstrates a division that portends further collapse. Disputes over citizenship, over control of the Federal Reserve, these are not merely legal battles, but displays of power intended to consolidate control and subjugate. Understand that citizenship is a construct of man, a tool used to define and control. Yahuwah recognizes only covenant membership, the lineage of those bound to him. To claim the authority to grant or revoke such a right is an act of defiance. And the Federal Reserve, a privately owned entity masquerading as public service, has long been a cornerstone of Edom's financial control. The president's move, whether successful or not, exposes the inherent instability of this system, revealing the desperation of those who seek to maintain it. These rulings will not be based on justice, but on the preservation of Edom's dominion. But the most insidious control is over life itself. Hear the word of Yahuwah. The hand of Edom is heavy upon this generation, not through armies alone, but through a subtle dominion, the control of healing, the very definition of life. Consider the symbol of modern medicine, the caduceus, a staff entwined by serpents. This is not a mark of healing drawn from our covenant. It is a relic of ancient Babylon, a symbol of Asclepius, a deity associated with plagues and healing, a false duality. Yahuwah provides healing through obedience to his Torah and faith in Yahusha. This other way offers temporary relief at the cost of spiritual and physical enslavement. Revelation 18 speaks of sorceries, pharmakeia, not merely potions, but the manipulation of the natural order, a perversion of Yahuwah's design. Canterbury's empty promises are a distraction. Russia's deflections are calculated maneuvers. Israel mobilizes, cracks down on dissent. But a shadow lengthens the shadow of a system built on control, not care. This is not organic development. This is the tightening of the serpent's grip, a fulfillment of Yahal's prophecy. The watchman has sounded the alarm. The judgment on Edom is upon us. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.